Ah, you're awake. Did you enjoy your nap? Yes, a good cry and a nap was all you needed to come to terms with your new situation. I can see that you're still a little bit apprehensive, but that's okay. As long as you're compliant, apprehension is just fine. In fact, both I and my clients tend to find a bit of apprehension and embarrassment arousing in a sissy bottom. Tends to deepen the feminine blush in your cheeks better than rouge alone. Come to think of it, makes your other cheeks blush too. And that is simply delightful. Speaking of which, before you had your little nap, you asked me why? Why me? Well, I guess it was more like, why? Why me? But that's neither here nor there. It's a good question, and one that actually has an answer. The ball gag should keep you quiet enough to actually hear it, so we'll leave that in place for now. So, in short, it's your ass. You see, men and women naturally have different fat distributions in their bodies, as you probably know. Even overweight men tend to have slenderish legs and carry most of their excess weight in their bellies. Conversely, if a man has a big round bubble butt, he's usually a bodybuilder, and the shape of his ass is due to overall muscular development. The muscular ass communicates power and definitely doesn't look feminine. He usually has thick, muscular thighs, broad shoulders, and powerful arms as well. But once in a while, I or one of my scouts will come across a special gem like you. A boy who isn't particularly fit, maybe a bit narrow in the shoulders and bird-like in the chest, but has a great, big, jouncy, bouncy, round, juicy, soft, squishy, protruding ass. Even if he's a bit overweight, he tends not to have much of a gut. He might be Pillsbury soft all over, but somehow his extra weight is mostly concentrated in that delightful dump truck. What's more, it's the kind of ass that weight loss or toning won't ever completely alleviate. It could be because there's just a slight discrepancy in the optimal balance between estrogen and testosterone in boys like you, but we're not in agreement with medical professionals who encourage you to correct that discrepancy with testosterone therapy. Oh no, goddess forbid. You, with your great big girly bottom, are a treasure. And when we find you, we bring you here. We remove all your body hair because nothing should detract from the glowing, velvety wonder that is your sissy moon. We put you in a cute little pair of frilly ankle socks and Mary Janes with a modest heel. And most importantly, a lovely frock in one pastel shade or another, with rows and rows and layers of crinoline and lace. So that while you spend your days on elbows and knees, your big, sweet, juicy peach is showcased like a bonbon in the middle of a doily. We're all so in love with your marshmallowy bonbon that even when you're allowed to walk around, your dress only covers it about halfway. But more importantly, when a mistress or a client wants to ooze something big and thick in and out of that cherry center of that bonbon, only a bottom like yours jiggles and reverberates in just the right way. That's what brings the clients to us, sissy. Your ass. Your big, beautiful, girly, round, jouncy, bouncy, juicy, jiggly, squishy, smushy ass. For a particular type of alpha male, the type we serve, simply nothing will milk his balls as well. Not even the same type of ass on a woman. And for the strap-on mistresses, Nothing makes them feel their female dick dominance more. So, perhaps that will assuage some of your misgivings, sissy. To know how special you are, that something you were ashamed of before, or might have tried to hide by never tucking in your shirt or working out furiously, could be an asset somewhere in the world. Now, let's get you back up on your elbows and knees again and practice our back arch. I'd like to be able to get the biggest butt plug in by the end of the day so that you can be ready for your first clients bright and early tomorrow morning. If you'd like to know more about my kinks and tastes, please feel free to visit my personal blog at sensual-dom.com. Goodbye now.